Welcome to episode 55 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and today I have a good mini-episode for you where I'm going to teach you about one interesting English expression. The Everybody ESL podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like the podcast, give it a good review and subscribe to it so you never miss a new episode. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. This episode's interesting expression is Mother Nature. Mother Nature, M-O-T-H-E-R, N-A-T-U-R-E. And Mother Nature is usually capitalized, capital M-O-T-H-E-R, capital N-A-T-U-R-E. What is Mother Nature? What does Mother Nature mean? Mother Nature is the personification of nature. Okay, hold on. We need to take a step back. Personification? What is personification? Well, it's a very long word. Personification is six syllables. Per-sa-ni-fi-ca-tion. P-E-R-S-O-N-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N. Personification. Personification means thinking about something or treating something as though it is a person. It's imagining something natural or something abstract as though it is a person, as though it has a certain personality and a certain appearance. You're treating it as though it is a character. So, Mother Nature is the personification of nature. What that means is that when we think of the natural world, or when we think of natural forces, when we think of weather, when we think of things growing, when we think of all of the ways that living things are connected with one another, we sometimes think of all that as if it is a person. And we imagine it as Mother Nature. Now, I'm not exactly sure what Mother Nature is supposed to look like, but this is a common way of referring to nature and natural events and natural processes. Anytime there is a big storm or some kind of natural disaster, you might hear somebody or read somebody in the newspaper refer to Mother Nature. They might say, Mother Nature is angry. And what they're doing is treating nature, or natural processes, or natural forces, as though it is a person, as though it is a character, as though it is somebody who can be angry or have other emotions. And when people talk about environmental issues, when they talk about global warming, it's common to hear them talk about Mother Nature. Again, they might say, Mother Nature is angry, or Mother Nature will get her revenge. And this is just an example of personifying nature or treating nature as though it is a person. So, Mother Nature means nature, the natural world, natural forces, natural events, and even natural disasters. And if you didn't know about Mother Nature before, you might be surprised to learn that Mother Nature has a husband. Well, maybe he's not really her husband, but Mother Nature often goes along with Father Time. Mother Nature and Father Time often go together, or they're often talked about in a similar way, just as nature is personified by this figure we call Mother Nature, time, is sometimes personified or treated like a person and is called Father Time. Father Time and Mother Nature. I don't know if they're married, but I'm sure they know each other. And that's the end of episode 55 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or comments or suggestions about the podcast, or if you would like to record one of the introductions I often use at the beginning of the episode, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.